This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's first medical marijuana sales were expected to begin this spring, but now that's looking like it won't happen until late summer or early fall. St. Louis Public Radio's Statehouse reporter Jacqueline Driscoll checked in on the progress of the program and on patients eager to have access to their medicine.
Medical cannabis is officially being grown in Missouri. With the clearance given to two cultivation sites in early June, the drug is closer to being available to the tens of thousands of medical card holders in the state.
The earliest that will happen is 12 weeks.
That's John Curtis. He's the co-owner of Belief Medical in Earth City, the first cultivation site approved to begin growing in Missouri. He says it takes that long before the drug will be ready to send to a testing facility, a requirement before it can hit dispensary shelves. Each cultivation site is allowed to grow up to 30,000 square feet of cannabis, but they can't grow that all at once. Curtis says they will stagger planting.
So I don't grow like a whole giant room and then harvest the room all at once, because then I've got this huge amount of flower that I've got to process, and I got to process it all at the same time. So instead, I stagger my plantings and I stagger my harvesting, so I have perpetually harvesting room.
Finally, growing the plant is a really big deal for Missouri's program that started roughly 1 year ago. But it is monumental for one Missouri medical patient who has been forced to get her medicine illegally for years.
I'm still not totally comfortable with it.
Since purchasing medical marijuana is still illegal for Missourians despite being able to legally use it, identifying her could jeopardize her employment. This patient has a very rare autoimmune disease that took about half a decade to diagnose. It's called dermatomyositis, and she explains it this way.
If you can imagine, if lupus and muscular dystrophy had a baby, that's what dermatomyositis is.
Symptoms include muscle weakness, skin rashes, open sores, basically a lot of pain. She also has fibromyalgia. Simply getting out of bed was a struggle, but treating this pain proved to be even harder.
Becoming sick dramatically changed my life. And on top of that, I was in pain. So I was prescribed a lot of opioids. At one point, they were giving me a fentanyl patch.
She finally found relief using medical marijuana, and she's completely opioid-free. But since Missouri's program isn't ready, she has to drive an hour to Illinois a couple times a month to purchase recreational marijuana, which is legal, but crossing back into Missouri is not.
I mean, I have black market contacts, but for me, it is a medical thing. Even before COVID, I didn't want to meet some sketchy guy in a parking lot because I am immunocompromised. Suppressed, right? So even before everybody was worried about viruses, I'm worried about the flu.
Missouri's first medical sales were projected to begin by spring, but it was just a couple weeks ago that the Department of Health and Senior Services cleared the first cultivation site to begin growing the plant. Lyndall Fraker is the director of the program. Despite the economic effects of the coronavirus in Missouri, it didn't delay anything from his perspective. He says the holdup was receiving requests for final inspections for the facilities to grow, test, and sell cannabis.
It wasn't like they were waiting on us, and we couldn't get out and do them because of the virus. Once we got those requests, then it was just, you know, a week or two, and we were able to get those done.
At most, he says he has heard that some facilities had to halt construction for short periods of time due to the virus.
Some of the facilities had a little bit of a slowdown with maybe subcontractors or something like that coming and working in their buildings or slowing down a little bit.
Overall, Fraker says coronavirus didn't impact the program much. He says the department has yet to receive final inspection requests for any testing facilities, a necessary step before cannabis can be sold. And Fraker says the department has also not received inspection requests for any of the 192 dispensaries. But for Missouri patients, they still feel one step closer to getting their medicine safely and legally. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.